Hello, Manitoba.
We're the animators.
And you're listening to CJUM.
Winnipeg. The best station ever.
It's now 5 o'clock on another Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. Welcome to the March 3rd edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it. From both near and afar. We're going to kick off today's show with one of my favorite music groups from Scotland. They've been around since the early 1990s and they call themselves Old Blind Dogs. And they've been at the cutting edge of Scotland's roots revival. We're going to hear a song featuring the lead vocals of Ian Benzie, one of the founding members of the band. And we're going to hear their arrangement of Child Ballad number 163 about the Scottish Battle of Harlaw that took place on July 24th, 1411, north of Aberdeen between the Northeast Barons and the West Coast Barons. Old Blind Dogs with the Battle of Harlaw here on 101.5.
As I came in by Dunedir and tune by Netherhaw, there were 50,000 healing men a marching to Harlaw. We
a diddy-i-o and a fall and a doe and a diddy-i-o, aye.
As I get on and further on and down and by Balwine, oh, it's there I saw Sir James Rose and we him John the Grey. We
a diddy-i-o and a fall and a doe and a diddy-i-o, aye.
It's come ye fae the Hielands man, come ye a' the way. Saw ye MacDonald and his men as they came in fae Skye. We
diddy-i-o and fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
It's I was near and near and you that I their number saw. There were 50,000 Hieland men a marching to Harlaw.
We diddy-i-o and fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
Can that be true, says James the Rose, they'll know come muckle speed. They'll cry upon more merry men and turn more horses heed.
We diddy-i-o and fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
Oh, now, now, says John the Grey, this thing will never be. For the gallant Grahams were never beat, we'll try what we can do.
We diddy-i-o and fall on the doe, diddy-i-o, aye.
Sights extraction never
spirits say, oh brother, can't you see? They've beaten us back on Alka side, and we'll be forced to flee. We
diddy-i-o, the fall on the dome, diddy-i-o, aye.
Oh now, now, my brother Bo, this thing will never be. You'll tack your queet sword in your hand, you'll come in with me. We
diddy-i-o, the fall on the dome, diddy-i-o, aye.
Sleeping in the tunnel, we a diddy I o, a fall on the door and a diddy I o, aye.
When all these things have gone, they've gone in love and they've gone in wonder, and cracks appear in rocks as the cabin shakes in thunder, and the local man explained to me how the soil and the sea, they have no calendar. The nights of cold and rain, we raise our guns, we take our blame, we take what we want from everything we can, love before the ruin. We take what we want from everything we can, love before the ruin. And you wore my silver ring in exchange for the ring I wear. As we crumpled our sleep together, I'm still tasting the salt in your hair. Each generation will have much less happiness to spare. The night thickens with the rain, and our ghosts appear. We take our blame, we take what we want from everything we can. Now before we win, we take what we want. Each new day it's a walk towards the ruin. away as one by one our thoughts return. The daylight leaves the day. I'll hold your hand towards the ruin. Turn your face away, as lonesome as a distant road. It's our turn to fade away.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UM. WAMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard the contemporary Celtic music group West of Eden, and they're based in Sweden, and they've been around for about 15 years now, and the group is fronted by Jenny and Martin Schwab, and it was Jenny who was featured on the lead vocals on the song we heard. And the song is called Flat Earth Society. This is the title track to West of Eden's new eighth album. And the song is about a broken romance in which the singer's world has been left flat. Before West of Eden, an interesting trio made up of Chris Drever, John McCusker, and Roddy Wumble. Chris comes from the group Lau, and of course, Roddy is the lead vocalist for the indie rock band Idlewild. And we heard the title track to an album called Before the Ruin. And that track also featured guest musician Michael McGoldrick on the pipes. Kicked off today's show with Scotland's Old Blind Dogs, and a song all about the Battle of Harlaw that took place on July 24th, 1411. The name of the album is simply titled Five, that Old Blind Dogs released back in 1997. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargo shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies. That's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back with music by Molly's Revenge, John Allen Cameron, and Nova Scotia's Naming the Twins. So stay with us. Up next, a song by a group called Molly's Revenge. They're a fine Celtic band from California. We're going to hear a song called Mary and the Gallant Soldier, another of the traditional ballads where a girl meets a soldier, sent to war, and the girl wants to go along too. Molly's Revenge, here on 101.5.
Of high renown that would hear of a fair young maiden, for she's rode down on a summer's day for to view the soldiers parading. They march so bold and they look so gay, the colors flying and the bands did play. It calls young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. They stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found me treasure. But oh, how cruel me parents must be, to banish me true love away from me. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me bold and daunted soldier. Thank you. soldier said, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, I believe you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall by a shot from an angry cannonball, and you'll be far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. A heart that's bolder, and I'll bring them all, and I'll go with you, me bold and daunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. And Mary's so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and hope that God might stand a friend with Mary and her gallant soldier.
one more song now, and then I must go. Adieu to you, one and all. Goodbye, so long. Fare thee well, au revoir. Goodbye, so long. Fare thee well, au revoir. The concert is over, the shadows are long. Vacant and the orchestra's gone. The choir will sing no more. Goodbye, so long. Fare thee well, au revoir. Goodbye, so long. Fare thee well, au revoir.
Valerie.
Are glowing and the river is calm. The city is sleeping still.
The city is sleeping.
A train
still
is approaching, announcing the dawn.
Many a wish to fulfill.
Twins, a fine folk duo made up of Robbie Smith and Kathleen Glauser, and they're based in Shelburne, Nova Scotia. And they had been performing together for some 8 years now, but sadly, Robbie was recently suddenly hospitalized and diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and he died this past Wednesday at the age of 64. We heard a song called The Last Song. Comes from Naming the Twins' third album, Turnstiles. Before Naming the Twins, John Allen Cameron, the Canadian godfather of Celtic music, best known for his performing traditional music on his 12-string guitar. We heard a track from his classic 1968 debut album, released over 50 years ago now. The album is called Here Comes John Allen Cameron, and we heard a medley of pipe tunes that started off with a march called the Ballindalloch Castle, followed up by two jigs, the Athol Highlanders and Farewell to the Creeks. Started off that set with California's Molly's Revenge with a ballad all about Mary and the Gallant Soldier. The album is titled Raise the Rafters, and the jig that was at the end of that track is called When the Cock Crows, It's Day. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And as I like to mention at this time, you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Darko podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxy's Darko at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Darko Facebook page at Waxy's Darko Radio. Moving right along with some more music. Up next, a song by Cara Dillon, who was born and raised in Dungiven in the County Derry. And she earned her reputation initially as the lead vocalist for the Irish band Oiga. And in the mid-1990s, Cara replaced Kate Rusby in the group Equation before deciding to focus on her solo career. We're going to hear a traditional song from Cara's fourth album that she released back in 2009. The album is called Hill of Thieves. The song is Johnny, Lovely Johnny, Cara Dillon, here on 101.5.
hoist your sails to the wind. Let her blow, boys, and you know we're sailing. Pipe a sad lament across the glen. See a welcome smile upon a passing face again. Taste the fresh salt air blowing on the westward wind. I'll know I'm home. I'll know I'm home. Small boats haul their traps, rolling on the tide. Or have an old man make me laugh, or bring tears to my eyes. Shake the hands that shook the world with music filled with pride. I'll know I'm home. I'll know I'm home.
Cape Breton singer-songwriter Bruce Guthrie with Sailing Home, one of my favorite tracks from an album called Celtic Crossing. Before Bruce, Hannah Rarity, one of Scotland's new up-and-coming young female Celtic folk singers. She was raised in West Lothian and now lives in Glasgow. We heard her arrangement of Erin Go Bragh, track from her debut recording that she released back in September called Neath the Gloaming Star. Started off that set with Ireland's Cara Dillon with Johnny Lovely Johnny. The album is called Hill of Thieves. Let's take one more break and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock, daylight saving time, for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a song by Mary Murphy, who was born in Dublin, and she now lives in Courtenay, B.C. on Vancouver Island. We're going to hear a song called Tiernanog. And then we'll follow that up with the outside track with a reel called The Queen of Rangoon. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Mary Murphy and the outside track. Bye for now.
Time is a hunter with no fear, no conscience does it keep. Seeks us in daylight, stalks us in our sleep. No earthly hiding places to which we can retreat. Praise upon the steadfast, commands strong and weak. But oh, there lies a leafy isle, unearthly and untamed, that rises from the watery depths to tease the mortal flame. The mortal flame. Time is the ticking that beats beneath the skin. For years the winds have shaken breaths that we draw in. All that has ever been surely shall fade and die. No fist to the heavens above abate the mournful cry. Unearthly and untamed, that rises from the watery.